Well, hello and welcome back to this conversation that we are having around All Saints Sunday in this Legacy Week here at Fraser Church. And I encourage you to go back and listen to these actually in order so that you get the flow of the conversation and the stories that we are telling. And I encourage you to come out and join us this Sunday, November 2nd, at a special time at 10:24, which speaks to Hebrews 10:24 and 25, where we are going to gather as one big church to celebrate what God has done in the lives of the saints that have been a part of the Fraser family that have gone before us. And we want to mimic him. We want to imitate him. And then in others that we get to see and be a part of their lives, you know, we want to imitate what we see of Christ in them, as you were referencing earlier. And so remembering what they taught us, you know, in word and also in example is important. And then also telling their stories.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where the history part is so important, to know people's stories. You know, we are people with names, and with our name comes this story that actually goes back generations. And the story part is so powerful, because when someone has an encounter with God, be it small or large, or someone does something the way Jesus would have done it, you know, and you're just like, that is a God moment, that is a God story, and those continue to not just inform us, but inspire us as we move forward. And I know you have a couple of stories, and I do too. Share one of those, or some of those stories.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you somewhat chronologically, like one of the first stories that is been told in my family for several generations now is about a fellow that I grew up calling Grandpa Chess. And I think if I have this correct, he would be my great, great, great grandfather. Mm-hmm. And through my mom and then her dad, and I want to say his mom, somewhere along that line. And you know, if anybody in my very large family is listening, they may be going, no, it was this way, but that's not the point. Grandpa Chess, Chestnut Flanders was his name.
Wow.
One of my nephew's middle name is Chess after him, actually. And he was alive during the Civil War and did fight on the wrong side, as I like to say whenever I tell that story. to be clear, but he was a good example of one of these imperfect people that was trying his best to follow God. And one of the things that he did that made a big mark on my family and has for every generation since is that he prayed a prayer, and he would pray it out loud, and he would pray it so loud every night by his bed that his children and grandchildren would hear him pray it in throughout the house. And that is that someone from every generation of his descendants would go into ministry, at least one person. And it absolutely has been true in our family that at least one person from every generation.
Wow.
Often, actually, at one point, this has been a number of years ago, but at one point, all of I and my three sisters, each of our families were in full-time ministry in some capacity, working for someone. That's not as much the case right at this moment. But then I have cousins that are pastors and in pastoral roles. And I think about how amazing it was that this man, he, you know, said this prayer having no inkling of what would be the ministerial needs in the year 2020 when there is a pandemic and suddenly we need to be able to equip as many churches as possible to do live streaming.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, you know, he had no clue about any of that.
Right.
But, you know, my calling story was at a camp when I was in sixth grade, and it was the first time I saw screens being used in worship. And I thought to myself, I don't know how what is going to happen here, but I know that it has something to do with me following a call into ministry and me using that up there for the rest of that ministry and trying to get as many people to hear the gospel by building a bigger megaphone. And that, to me, was really, in a lot of ways, when I was going through, I bring up 2020 just because it was a very specific time for me as a person in media ministry, looking at this going, I really, it was an Esther moment for such a time as this kind of thing. There was so much that I had been equipped to do that I had no idea was all going to come to fruition in that time. And so when I think of my grandpa Chess and the fact that he has at this point probably hundreds of people who can trace their spiritual lineage back to him. And what's really wild is that's so many generations ago, one of my sisters was in a seminary class telling this story and someone else raised their hand and said, "We're related." And I'm not joking. She actually, she spoke at a New Room this past year and walked up to me, and she was the one that walked up to me said, "Did you know we're related?" And I was like, "No, I didn't." And that's how she found out. It was because of Grandpa Chess.
Wow.
Yeah. And so when you have just that kind of simple prayer, that's like, I just want somebody in ministry in every generation of my descendants. That's a pretty simple prayer.
Yeah.
And it's actually not asking a ton, particularly if you come from a family that has lots of kids.
Yeah. Just one.
Just one. But from here on out, it's just been like a part of the DNA. Mm-hmm. And I want to be clear, it's not like there was pressure, like, "So you got to go into ministry." No, right, that was not it. It was just like, this was his prayer. And so it was like, "Well, is that going to be me? I guess we'll find out." And then, of course, years later, it's like, well, yeah, that's, in many ways, it instilled in us a sense of ministry in everything we do. It's not even a question of if we're going into ministry, it's what are we going to be doing in ministry?
Yeah.
And that culture of ministry that was created. So that's one that has been a big part of my family. When I think of All Saints and the legacy that that man had left, and how it really was a simple prayer that he just prayed aloud constantly. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. I was thinking about my grandfather, and I've talked about my grandfather a lot. But he was a man who had a third grade education. He knew it was time to quit school when he was 12 years old in the third grade. He was just bigger than anybody else in there. Yeah. But they grew up having to work on the farm. Mm-hmm. And that was just part of it. And he could barely read or write. He could, he would preach his sermons, but he wouldn't use notes just because of the writing part. And it's amazing. He pastored a church of record attendance of 75 people one Easter. Mm-hmm. And yet a part of his legacy was, when my grandfather passed away, they had to open the funeral home an hour early because the line was going down the street.
Wow.
And then keep it open an hour late because the line was so long. And it was amazing the people who came by, because he would go, walk at the mall. And so, like, the janitors in the mall came to his funeral. There would be, judges and lawyers and all these people that just came in contact with him. And he would always, and they all said the same thing, they would always say Leon would share his faith.
Mm-hmm.
And his name was Leon Montgomery. And, Leon, he would share his faith with anybody. And I remember in that moment just being in awe of that fact. The family's in there, and you go in, for the viewing, before everybody gets there. And real quickly, the funeral home people come. They're like, "Hey, can we open the doors?" And I'm like, "This is amazing." Mm. This is a man who worked for the street department in Tuscumbia, Alabama, whose church averaged about 40 on a Sunday, and yet all these different kinds of people were coming just to say, "Leon made an impact on my life."
Yeah.
And several years later,
It was actually right before the pandemic, actually. My dad goes into a gas station where they live in North Alabama, and he's in there talking to the person who runs the gas station. He knows him, small town. You know, they're just sitting there talking, and a guy walks in. And like you do, you just, oh, what's your name? You know, what do you do? He goes, and the guy just said, well, I've bought the building across the street here, and it's just a metal building.
Yeah.
And my dad goes, oh, well, you know, that was a cabinet shop. What are you going to put in there? And the guy said, a church. And my dad, being my dad, he goes, well, don't want to offend you, but you seem a little old to be starting a church. How old are you? And the guy goes, I'm 73.
Wow.
And my dad goes, okay. And the guy said, well, I'll tell you why I'm starting it. He said, many, many years ago, I was at a tent revival, and there was a preacher who preached, and then after the message, he prayed for me. And in his prayer, he just stopped and said, the Lord has called you to start a church. And he said, I'm 73 years old, and I've never done it.
Hmm.
He said, but it's always stuck with me. And he said, and that preacher, Leon Montgomery, when he said that, you know, it just never got away from me. And my dad said, what did you say his name was? And he said, Leon Montgomery. And it was my grandfather.
Yeah.
And all these years later, I mean, this happened like in the 80s. And all these years later, you know, that guy is now, you know, 73 years old, starting his church. And that taught me a couple of things. One, you know, obviously I wasn't there. I didn't know that happened. But, you know, from my grandfather's side, it taught me, you know, when the Lord speaks and tells you to speak, speak.
Yeah.
Say it. You know, my grandfather didn't know this guy. Mm-hmm. And that guy, he told us, he didn't know who I was, you know, or anything. He's just praying for me. And so when the Lord speaks and tells you to say something, say it. But also, that taught me that, you know, we need to obey even if we have delayed.
Mm.
That guy had delayed some decades, and yet he got to that point where he said, the Lord actually said this, I need to do it.
Mm.
Even though everybody will look at me and say, I don't know if you can do that, I still need to do it. And so there were these lessons that came out of that crazy story, but those are the kind of stories we need to hear.
Yeah.
Those are the kind of stories that, again, just they tell us that God has done it and He can do it again.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being a part of and joining this conversation that we've been having this week. We look forward to continuing the conversation with you tomorrow.